Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. That was Adrian Losper. He's alive, and yes, our Lord Jesus Christ is alive, and he still does wonders. We are so blessed to belong to him, and we are so blessed to belong to a God who really cares about us. The time now, exactly 19 minutes, just after 12. I'm not alone in the studio, and if you are on Facebook, if you're on YouTube, you can see I'm with Pastor Lakili. We are back. Money Traps Part 2. This is where we at with Pastor Lakili Bepe. So, Murutu, before we took that song, you said we will answer this question after dancing.
Definitely.
Mara family, Murutu was not dancing. I was dancing alone.
We sometimes do it in hearts. You know, the kind of
jiggle. Are you afraid
that
of
you...
the two left feet?
Let me just tell you, it's just that I'm confined. Oh. I mean, I'm sitting in a confined space,
yeah.
So my dances are quite liberal.
Oh, okay. So we need to move you out from there.
Yeah.
So there's a question that a family member asked Muruti and said, last week Muruti spoke about money traps and you were talking about the credit card, cutting it, and also doing away with any... debts and credit as well. So this person says, Mara Muruti didn't go deeper when it comes to...
So I'm sure she wanted to cut the credit card.
Yeah.
But she thought, oh, I need the answer before I actually do that. Okay.
So they need a credit record in some stores.
They need a credit
record. For me
record.
To... Or even if I want to borrow money for something, I need to have a credit score.
Yeah.
So where am I going to get that if you, I've cut...
If you cut your... Okay. Here's the thing. I want people to also understand this simple truth that credit scores and credit records come from several sources of your payment records. So you can't treat a credit card as if it is the only source of your payment records. You know, the person who's asking that question, just like many who could be listening, probably have other sources of payment records that can be used to determine their credit score and their credit records. I'll give an example. The person asking that question, apart from the credit card that they already have and which I advise for them to cut, they could possibly have vehicle finance. They could be paying an installment on a vehicle every month. That generates a credit record. As well. Mm. Or they could be having a cell phone account, or they could even be having a lease contract or a bond repayment record. All of these things are an example of just other few of the payment records that bear to your credit score and your credit record. So the credit card, it's not the only thing you need to create a credit record. Even if you close that, your track record with your vehicle payment contract can be a very good reflection of that. And if you don't have any, someone says, I don't have vehicle finance, I don't have a bond repayment contract, I don't have a cell phone contract, I don't have a clothing contract. But why do you want to create a credit record by going for something that is so worse when it comes to credit implication, like a credit card? You should desist from that way of thinking. An example I gave in passing last week, and probably because we spoke towards the end of the show, was maybe if you are just a new beginner, a new employee. I remember back in the day, some years, two decades ago, when I started working, and I went to buy a car, and they said, we need a credit record. And at that time, as a student who just graduated and started working, I didn't even have clothing, nothing. So what I did was go to a store, opened a clothing account, only purchased about two T-shirts. Each one of those T-shirts cost around 300. So in total, I had a credit of 600. And then I started paying 50 rand, faithfully so, for the next 3 months. And with that, it's sufficient. It's sufficient. You don't, you need to desist from thinking, no, it has to be a credit card. There are so many other sources of your credit record. Like
you might be you might find yourself tempted to go beyond.
No,
when it comes to the credit card,
there isn't any need to go beyond, because remember this, your credit record It's what the lenders or the creditors want to see as a record of repayment, right?
Mm.
But when it comes to your credit score or how much credit you qualify for, that is the measurement of your disposable income after they have subtracted all your expenses.
Mm.
So get that right. The credit card, it's not the only source of payment record. If you have other several or one of the several other payment records that I have alluded to, like your vehicle finance, cell phone accounts, lease contracts, and bond repayment contracts, get rid, you know, start with the worst one. Start getting rid of the worst credit that keep people in money traps. And the first one you need to deal with, it's your credit card. Get rid of that. After that, get rid of your clothing accounts. Get rid of any form of credit until you are financially free.
I heard somebody saying that a clothing account is much better than even borrowing money when it comes to building a credit score.
Definitely. I agree with that. Okay. Because you control how much of clothes you want, and you know, clothes are more of a want than a need, you know, whereas money in a form of credit might eventually be a need rather than a want. So I would rather say play around small, if it's for the sake of creating a credit record for someone that does not have any history of repayment records, I would recommend a very easy and affordable credit, like your clothing account instead.
You buy for 600 rand. I like that.
For sure.
Yeah, 600 rand and start paying 50 yeah. rand.
And once you have what you wanted, go pay it off and cancel it. You don't need it anymore. You can start buying your clothes. You know, there's so many options. South Africa is a beautiful country because it has got a mixed market. So if you can't buy cash, you can buy lay-by, you can buy account. But the account has to be the last thing. It should only be permissible for those who say, I'm only doing this because I want to create a credit record, because I want to buy a car or get a bond. But once you've done that, then oh no man, nothing except love.
Maruti, I'm thinking about Mashonisa as a money trap.
It's actually in my book. Eh?
Yeah.
One of the money traps, I think last week we mentioned the credit card, we mentioned the second one we talked about, credit listing, the ITC listing, and that one got a lot of people interacting. But now that you mentioned the loan sharks,
and they're now professional loan sharks with beautiful offices.
I'm totally, I don't know.
Beautiful offices, Muruti, aircon, everything. Mara, they are loan sharks.
No, that's not good at all.
I've heard
the kind of interest they impose on the loans they give to people, most of that is not even regulated. People sometimes pay way overboard, way over, you know, percentages of interest that are regulated by financial institutions and by our laws when they, you know, approach loan sharks for that. And, you know, the consequences are always bizarre. You hear of people who could not pay back the loan they got from a loan sharks, and the next thing, their furniture is taken. The next thing, people invade your house and start taking and attaching a lot of things. So that's a terrible money trap as well.
And also people who would give their ID documents.
Why?
To the loan shark.
Why?
You give them your bank
document.
Your ID card and your bank card. So
As what? As surety?
Yes.
If you don't pay me, you are no longer South African.
You are...
Your card is gone. Wow.
You're not getting it until
that is
and
bizarre.
Month end. If I know that you earn on the 30th, I'm already at the ATM throwing out money with interest.
Well, that's actually quite blowing. It's mind blowing, and I think it's good enough reason why people shouldn't go into that. I'm glad you mentioned that, because in my book I mentioned that even borrowing money from people, it's a money trap.
How so?
Okay.
Like your family?
Yes.
Anyone.
Okay. Borrowing, it's a very bad money habit. And there are people who
Just hold it there, Muruti. I think we have a call from a family member. I hope it's directed. Okay, I was about to take your call. I hope it's directed to what we're talking about today, Money Traps with Pastor Lebepe. You can try calling again, 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322. Again, 012-334-1322. Alternatively, send us a WhatsApp on 082-657-2729. It's 082-657-2729 or an SMS to 37871. Let's see if this call is for us. Hi, family. How are you?
Hi, my sister, my queen. She's a Bumile.
Hi, Your Excellency. Welcome. Yes.
Hello, say.
Yes.
The money traps are daily, come a little dangerous.
Yes, yes, and Babu Vinagas.
Special cleaner. That's a whole lot of money. We don't have the word. I'm calling from a cell phone, man. Utu is cell phone, they're out there. But you go, 98 rand only per month. But if you add 98 rand per month
for 12 months, it's
3,526. Or that is 150 times 36. It's 5,400 already. Because now it's a patala lap. Who's also the reason? Who's going to have a patala loan, Mike? We are born is good to work on a chef club. Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Because in market today, they are studying.
Yeah. And you feel, and you think it's nothing. It's 98 rand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Per month.
Because 38 times 36 is 3,528. 150 times 36 is 5,400 rand. plus interest.
Plus interest.
Hey,
thank you so much. Thank you so much, Babu Vilakazi.
God bless Mfundisi wethu.
God bless you too. Babu Vilakazi is talking about pensioners as well, that you would be on your pension and your grandson, your granddaughter comes, I'm cool, can I have? And you're like, ach, no, it's nothing. 98 rands per month.
Yes.
Only to find that after a while, there are certain things that come and you have to pay that 98 rands. And at the end, it's way beyond what you thought.
You're going to get
to 5,000 or more plus interest. Yeah.
I'm very happy that, you know, it's relatable. That what we are saying here, people can relate to it in their own experiences one way or the other. But before we took that call, you were asking. In fact, there's something nice you said when you took that call. You said a family member. I thought, oh, is that your sister?
Oh, so no, that's I didn't what, welcome you to call. The family, Murutine. I apologize.
No, but for a while I thought when the men started talking, I'm like, oh, how kind of you that everybody
we
on this show.
We are a family,
Can I also be a family member?
I'm sorry I didn't welcome you. Oh. Welcome to the family.
Yeah. Okay, that's so kind of you. But we spoke about borrowing and you were asking why it's a money trap.
Getting it from anyone.
I usually say this. I say, if you eat tomorrow's food today, you will be hungry tomorrow. And if you wear tomorrow's clothes today, you will be naked tomorrow. So borrowing money, it's eating your own money in advance. It's spending your money before it even comes. So here is someone who, while waiting for their month end payment to come, they borrow money from A, B, and C and promise A, B, and C to pay back, and sometimes to pay back with interest. But remember, your monthly income is already tied up. It's your personal income. It's tied up to your personal expenses.
So you stay in a circle almost.
That's why it's called a money trap. You don't come out, because what's going to happen is, okay, I borrowed money from Zbongile. Once my salary comes, my salary was meant to pay my personal bills, not anybody else. A lot of people, if you can do a personal assessment of your personal income, you will find that you are unable to accommodate anyone, not even the people you borrowed money from. So every time you pay back the money that you borrowed from someone, you have just created a deficit in your own personal income. There's something you are not going to be able to pay.
So you'd rather like suffer for that
That's
month.
The reason why people who borrow keep borrowing.
But then if you want to come out, rather suffer, pay it up and suffer for that month.
Yes. In fact, in my book, a chapter where I speak about how to come out of debts, right? Yeah. I spoke about delayed gratification, where you basically have to put yourself on hold. For someone who say, "Ah, oh, that's me. I'm in a cycle of borrowing. I'm in an entanglement." You called it entanglement. Mm. I like that word. I'm entangled into borrowing. And there are people who then end up in a chronic status of borrowing, where they borrow to pay someone they borrowed money from.
So I borrow money to pay you?
Yes.
Okay.
And the next time,
then I have to borrow another one to pay them.
It's an endless cycle. So how do you break free from that cycle? You have to take what we call a payment break or a payment holiday on yourself, where you say, okay, there's things I'm not going to pay. I'm going to put myself on. I did that personally. You remember I shared about I eradicated a debt. Debts, multiple debts that in total amounted to close to $1 million.
Mm.
How I did that was to put myself on probation. I call it putting myself on probation. So there's things I used to do that I needed to stop doing because I needed to channel that money towards paying my debts.
Mm.
For example, if I used to drive a lot to go see friends, I would cut on that and save, you know, and direct the money. I would be using petrol to go visit friends to pay off the debt. And the first thing to break out of a cycle of borrowing is to stop borrowing itself. You need to say, this is the last time I'm going to that loan shark. This is the last time I'm going to call a friend or send a text to borrow. I'm not going to borrow anything anymore.
Mm.
And you put yourself on probation. I usually say you will never come out of a hole if you keep digging the bottom. So a person who keeps borrowing will never come out of debt. They will live their life in the frustration of debt and even die and leave unpaid debts behind them that will haunt their family members and beneficiaries.
Mm.
So you need to be at a place where you say, I'm not going to be digging my hole anymore. I'm going to stop borrowing and I'm going to see where I can adjust payments to channel those payments towards paying the people I owe. So if I used to eat out at restaurant, no more. That 500 that I could have spent at restaurant A, I'm going to pay back Sbongile with that money. Or that 1,000 rand that I used to do my braids or do my buy a weave, I'm going to use that to pay back Sbongile the money so that I no longer owe anybody. The problem with people who are in debt is they keep living like they are not. Everything remains the same. They still, you know, wear the same. Their financial and money habits don't change. And, you know, coming out of debt, I usually say this, your financial success is 80% of your money behavior. 80% of your money behavior determines whether you're going to be financially successful or not. And only 20% it's determined by how much you earn. So it's not how much you earn, it's your money behavior. So if you keep behaving, shopping, eating, dressing like you don't owe anybody, when you actually do, you're not going to come out of debt. You need to put yourself on a payment holiday and say, I'm no longer going to pay.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay people. I'm going to pay debts. I'm going to pay my credit card. That's why I talked about cutting that credit card.
So you'd rather live a minimal life.
That our family member, can I call them our?
Because yes.
That our family member who says, but why cut the credit card? Because you don't want to keep spending it. Because guys, every minute of the day that passes by, there's a reason why you must spend money every day. And if you have money in your credit, believe me, you're going to spend all of it at least until the last cent. So the only way you can stop yourself from, you know, indulging into that temptation of spending credit that is going to deal with you is to cut that. And guys, I tell you, life after debt is beautiful. To sit and have money coming into your account and not deducted. I spoke to clients that came for financial planning coaching or financial fitness coaching, and they would, some of them would say they wake up in the middle of the night to go and withdraw their salary because they know.
before three.
No. You know, you put yourself at the risk of getting robbed. Imagine.
You were
trying to rescue the money from deductions and someone robbed you on your way back home.
No, but I've noticed that some of these institutions have realized that people do that. They even tell you 2 days before
that
we are coming for you.
Guys.
And then at exactly midnight, when your money goes, they are there. They pull before it comes to yours, which helps, though.
Yeah, it helps because ultimately you are in the journey of paying off your debts. But if you don't do behavioral adjustment, there's a chapter I covered what I call behavioral economics, which is it contributes immensely to our financial status, how you behave, your money economics or your behavioral economics, as we call it, how you behave or how you handle money, what your relationship with money is.
Yeah. All right. Oh, Sis Pindi, hello to you. Sis Pindi Bata says, morning, my queen and Muruti, we are listening. Loan sharks are so bad. Habit and dangerous. Yeah. There are those friendly ones, but you need to be aware of them. Those that are well organized. I don't know what to call. I don't have a good word for it. Where, Muruti, do you find that you have paid, let's say you owe them 50,000.
Yeah.
And they're an institution and recognized, also registered with all the necessary bodies.
Yeah.
And they tell you, If you fail, we're going to take this much from you. You're going to earn, we're going to put interest of this amount. And then, hey, there you pay, you're faithful 3 months. And then they come back, they say, you have paid this much. We are giving you this much.
Of course.
And
it's
like,
called money traps for that reason.
And you're like, oh, yeah, I need that money right now.
It's called money. You know, last week you said something that got me thinking the whole weekend. And I was wondering, what was Bongile talking about?
Yeah.
When we opened the show, you were like, are there people that we can refer as money traps? You said something people be money traps?
Yes.
Now we just got your answer. When someone that you have just paid up comes back with an offer of another credit, that individual is a money trap.
Yeah, because that happens.
Yeah.
And you realize, oh, I need that 4,000.
Yes.
On top of the 20,000 that you still owe.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, let me grab that.
Yes.
And then it becomes more.
Guys, the reason why coming out of debt, a lot of people can say, no, but why make a big deal of coming? We are all in debts. And yeah, debts are there for. No, we are not all in debts. And the reason why coming out of debt is so crucial is because it's the number one step towards wealth creation. Unless and until you come out of debts, you will never be able to create debts.
Mm.
I mean, wealth. Like I said, there's 3 steps of creating wealth that all rich people go through this. Mm. I said it in my book. The first one, it's financial freedom, which is to be debt-free. The second one is capital preservation, which is to save money.
Mm.
Then the third one is using your savings to invest. Is then to invest the money that you save. So once you are in debt, you can't save. And unless and until you save, you can't invest.
Mm.
Because saving is capital preservation.
Mm.
Saving creates a capital which you use for investment.
Mm.
But the reason why people cannot even move away from debt, you know, to saving, just saving money. There's people who can't even afford to save 100 rand. Because of debts. Debts are a weapon of wealth destruction. Until and unless you eradicate debts, you have no license for wealth creation. And that's why we are so strong on advocating for debt clearance and financial freedom.
What happens when you are indebted and you find that, especially for freelancers, and I'm glad I'll be talking to a tech specialist after here, talking to freelancers.
Mm.
So you are in freelancing and you are indebted, but you know that these contracts that you have, that you get a certain amount, then suddenly things change and you don't get as exactly as you normally would. And now you are strained. What happens with that?
It's a very interesting. In fact, I am so happy that you mentioned that because I spoke about that a lot in my book, I'm just quickly looking because it's 22 chapters in my book. There's a place where I'm speaking about speculative income. And we, because of our employment structure in South Africa, there's a lot of people who earn speculative income, including freelancers, as you yeah. rightfully yeah. referred to, because people who live on gigs, for example, and people who also do contract work, and they've done a contract and they are waiting for payment. Sometimes there's delays and all of that. They usually find themselves in dilemma, especially when it comes to scheduled payments that goes off at the end of the
month. Because the bank doesn't say, oh, we understand.
Yes. When that happens, I would say I would not be able to give people a straight answer to that on what you can do by way of method, because it would differ from one person to another according to how your income is structured. Are we dealing with a person who is earning their income on a fortnight, or are we dealing with a person who maybe is subjected to a 30 days payment period because they are doing work for government and so forth? So if you are in that dilemma, consult with a financial planner and sit down, present your case, and there will be a way out. We will be able to determine a way out for you based on your unique situation.
So the challenge is people who not say anything to their debitor. What do you call them?
Your creditors or lenders. Yes. Yeah, you just don't say anything. It's gonna get you out of. It's gonna get you into trouble. I'm beginning to mention, because of time, the other two. I'm not gonna get into this one, but it's very important because I emphasized it in my book. It's also another money trap. We mentioned credit card as a money trap. We mentioned ITC as a money trap. We mentioned loaning. Or borrowing as a money trap. And then now there's one called residual and balloon payments.
Eesh.
You usually hear of that one
when you're buying a car.
Exactly. Now time
and you get excited.
You get excited. Mm-hmm. And you know, you don't even know what it is. For example, people have heard that word maybe from a salesman, residual, balloon payment. They don't to this day understand exactly what it means. And it has become a very terrible money trap. I want to jump on that one.
Okay.
If yes, time allows, we'll get back to that one. I want to jump to gambling.
Okay.
Gambling is a terrible money trap.
Okay, let's come to the balloon first and then we'll go gambling.
Balloon. Okay. Somebody
because
asked me.
You opened our ears. Okay. We're like, whoa.
I want you to buy the book. That's right. But anyway, balloon pay. Someone asked me, and I think it was older woman who does not have understanding of our financial jargon, this language that we use. And she said, please explain to me in simple terms what balloon payment is. So I said to her, do you know a balloon? A balloon. She said, yes, the one that children play with. I said, a balloon payment means we take money, we put it inside a balloon, then we inflate that balloon. And we cause the balloon to fly away and wait for you in the future. Now, a clear example is this. You want to buy a car that cost $300,000, for example. You love this car. This is your dream car. And when you get to the dealer, and by the way, we all know that the price that you see on the screen of the car, that's not the price you're going to pay. There's going to be other things, licensing, registrations, insurances, a tracking account that are going to be added there, you know, license and plate and all of these things, and certain extras, if you choose to add them on the car, will actually take the price high. So you want a car of 300,000, but you only qualify for 200,000 according to your financial status. After having paid for your house and any other thing, we see that you can only afford 200. So what do you do? A lot of people, Sbongile, unfortunately, instead of saying, oh, it's fine, I'll let the car of my dream go and I'll settle for anyone that I can afford within my price range, they don't do that. So then the dealer will say, okay, don't worry, because you qualify for 200 and this car is 300, guess what? You can still have this car. And you go, yeah. How are you going to have this car? Balloon payment. So what they do is they waiver the 100,000 that you can't afford, put it in a balloon, send it to the future to wait for you 72 months later at the end of your
When you are excited that I'm done paying.
And you know what the terrible thing is?
Yeah.
When you just say, this is my last month of 72 months. For these 72 months, you were paying the 200,000. You were not paying the 100,000 because that one was wavered and put in a balloon, right? Yes. So then they say to you, now, on your last installment of the 200,000, they say we need 100,000 cash. So that 100,000 that was put as a residual must be paid cash. Where are you going to get that money? Yes. So that means you're going to get a personal loan.
To pay that off.
To pay
now
that off.
Now you have another debt.
You have two problems. One, you have an old car. Because, I mean, if you pay for six, 7 years, what will be the state, especially for us guys? What will be the state of your car then? What will be the value of your car then? Even if you were to try and sell that car and try to... It's a trouble and it becomes a money trap. And a lot of people, when they sign a vehicle finance contract, they don't understand that. They only start hearing it at the end of their repayment contract that, oh, you have this X amount of money that needs to be paid once off. And at that time, they get so frustrated because you now have to get a personal loan to pay off that balloon. At the same time, the car is now causing problem because it's too old. Other people then are advised to say, let's refinance a new car. So if you're still owing, we'll settle the existing car and transfer. Yes, that's how the money trap happens.
And you're excited about that. Yeah, I go, okay.
Well, at least you got the car of your dream. And at least you can post on social media and say, look what the Lord has done. And the Lord has done it, right?
Muruti.
He has done it through a balloon payment.
All right, gambling, we won't be able to do that today.
Gambling
so
is
it's
in the
ITC?
Book. Yes, it's ITC or credit listing, it's a money trap. Credit card, it's a money trap. Borrowing, it's a money trap. Balloon payments and residual contracts, it's a money trap. Gambling, it's a money trap. Personal loans, a money trap. And you will get all of these money traps well explained for you in my book, Life After
Debt. And the book is called Life After Debt. It goes for 350 rands. And it's so simple to get that book. You can send an SMS or send a WhatsApp to Muruti's number, 071-352-4581 A family member says, good morning, family, enjoying the topic and learning a lot. That is Carol. God bless you. God help us to be able to hold ourselves to the things that really make us too excited to spend unnecessarily. We fail to hold our hearts. Yo, hey, Carol, may God help us. Now, Carol is also asking, is lending money one of the money traps?
Okay, as in this time, you are the one that's giving
you're
out
the lender,
money.
Yeah.
You are the one that is giving money.
You're the man.
Carol, we'll come back for that, right? We'll come back and advise you.
I also have a question about debt canceling. Isn't it a money trap sometimes?
You remember, there's a gentleman that I think he both called and sent us a WhatsApp in our last show. That was in a form of a debt review process.
Yes. I remember that.
It's not necessarily because it's aimed at getting you out of debts, right? And they will prescribe things like a debt review, a consolidation of accounts at times and so forth. But, you know, I always say to people, before you go into those kind of an arrangement where you are put under administration or debt review, it's always good to approach people like ourselves, you know, who are in the finance fitness coaching space and present your case. It works. It has worked. Debt review and has worked for people who did it with a bit of financial planning advice. It did work. And to some people, it just did not deliver to their impression. For example, they were under an impression that they'll be done paying because they are paying this consolidated installment in a month. And 10 months later, against their expectation, they are still not done. So, yeah, you need to sometimes consult.
you need to consult, Nemurut, because I've seen people who suffered a lot after they have gone under debt review. That even after they have paid up everything to clear the name.
Yes. It becomes another dilemma. Yes.
You know, so you can avoid by talking to you, for example.
Exactly. Yes. Approach a fitness coach or a financial advisor and get all, you know, the necessary advice. I usually say to people, the way we go to a GP to get our health checked and we see that as being necessary, it's high time that we should also speak to financial planners and fitness coaches in the areas of our money and, you know, get it done.
Because, Aish Murut, I know that it's supposed to do, what do we call, it's supposed to correct our behavior towards money and how we see money and all. But at the end of the day, you find it's more frustrating and there's no lesson that one has learned and there's no changing.
Let me tell you what the cause of that usually is. It's the jargon. You know, that's why I try to the level best to simplify the language used in the book. Sometimes the language used there by, you know, people that give us financial advices, it's so intense. You know, when a person says, we are going to put you on a fixed payment schedule, you can walk out of there with a hot head, not understanding exactly what they were really
They said to you.
Yeah. And if they say things like, you know, your repayment schedule is going to be subject to repo rates, like, what did he just say?
You're lost.
Lost completely. So sometimes it's the jargon. That's why fitness coaches, money fitness coaches are important, because in a one-on-one session, you can ask those questions and we can be able to sort of demystify and simplify it for you.
All right. Muruti, your book again is called
Life After Debts. Yes. I wish that we could all one day sit in the coffee. I know Sbongile and myself are going to do that very soon.
Yeah.
We'll sit in a coffee and say, toast to our life.
after
death.
No, I am working on that.
We're not owing cars. Our houses are fully paid. Yeah, cars fully paid.
And I think we need to, as we come next week, we need to talk about this good debt.
The good debt.
Yeah, because a lot of people are like, they loving the sound of good debt. When you're paying a car, when you're buying a house, it's a good debt.
Oh, all right. So, we will diagnose it whether good at all.
Yeah, if it's not a money trap on its own.
Exactly.
I remember some years back, I had some friends that I was with and I was using a bus. And I said to them, no, I want to buy my first car cash.
And they said what?
You in your dreams. No. In your dreams. Okay. And by God's grace, my first car, I paid for it cash.
Yeah. I wish you had that even.
I paid for it cash.
It's possible. I actually paid, probably three of my cars were bought cash.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's possible.
So, and they were like, you're in your dreams. You're never going to have a car. You should forget about driving.
You should have given them a lift, though, after you did that, right? To show that it's possible with all the car certificates on your seat.
Yeah.
And you say, before you sit there, please check what is on there.
Yeah, it's paid up. It's paid up. It doesn't owe.
Yes.
So, most of us never think that it's possible.
It is.
And even when it comes to buying a house, you're like, buying a house cash.
Look, what made me to start thinking about buying things like cars cash? One, it's the cost of life. Life is just too much to pay for everything on credit. You will be left with nothing.
Yeah, it's
imagine paying education and you pay a medical aid and then you pay
insurances.
A house. No. That's why people are hardly gaining weight out there. It's just a lot. You understand?
Yeah.
So the quicker you pay certain things once off, the better. And the other thing is, when you buy something cash, you don't have to pay interest, which results in people paying for the same item 3 to 4 times than the market price.
Sure, Murut. The book again, how do we get the book?
Life After Debt, send us a WhatsApp or an SMS. We will respond to you quicker than now, faster than not yet. 071-352-4581. 071-352-4581.
And if we'd like some advice on the debts that we carry, do we make an appointment? How does it work?
Yes, you can use the same number to actually book yourself a fitness coaching session. I am available to do that with you one-on-one. I'll be so glad to sit with you and we talk like...
So that one, how does it go? Does it go with me like an hour, then it will be this
yes,
much?
Yes, it will be based on... our people's financial problems are different and they are complexity. So usually the first session would be us trying to diagnose the nature of your problem and, you know, how many sessions we can do with you and so forth. And yeah, we'll take it from there.
All right. Moroti, thank you so much. Your closing statement?
Based on today, I would say if you eat tomorrow's food today, you will be hungry tomorrow. If you wear tomorrow's clothes today, you will be naked tomorrow. So avoid debts and avoid borrowing.
Sure. Regina Sekhaolelo says, thank God, it's my first time I understand about balloon payment.
My balloon example worked.
It has to.
Thank you, Regina.
And I believe that so many of us will be avoiding that. But yes, my family, you can talk to Moruti. Remember, he is a fitness coach as well. So he will help you in terms of what you need to pay and be aware of this and that. He was talking about the jargon that's there. And some of us don't understand the jargon. But he can help on 071-352-4581. 071-352-4581. Just dial that number or send a WhatsApp on that number, send an SMS on that number. Get help for yourself and also buy the book Life After Debts with Pastor Lucky Libebe.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.